With so many new members of the basketball teams, I've made it a point to get out to the Muma and see and sometimes speak to them. Of course, it's summer, so there's not a full squad out there. You still have some of the European players back home. But Ariel Wilson, the other transfer from Memphis, we've already spoken to Dulcie Fanka Menjiadu, and that's who we speak about at the end of our conversation. Ariel is from a very small town in Ontario, Canada, as you're about to hear. During her 2 years with Memphis, established herself as a big-time point guard, was second in the conference last year to USF's own Elisa Pinzon, of course, in assists. By the time she finished her career in high school, she was ranked third in the entire country of Canada as far as basketball players went, and has experience with the Canadian national team. We'll get into that. And then you'll hear from Bella Weary, a true freshman out of the Jacksonville area. If the name Weary sounds familiar, well, yes, we confirmed that towards the end of our conversation. Just so happened these were the two who had their individual workouts together as far as a full hour of full work with Jose Fernandez. Again, these individual workouts during the summer aren't practices, so you're not running plays, but you're getting up a lot of shots. You're running up and down the court. You're training with Coach Irile Odorindi afterwards, staying sharp, and of course, in the case of the two you're about to hear, getting more accustomed to being a Bull. And let me tell you, Ariel is a veteran. You hear her mention, you know, tuning out distractions. There were horns going off in the background. There was a loud thunderstorm around the Muma, and she was just cool as you like. And Bella, for a freshman, wow, stepping right up to the mic and doing a good job as well. I think you'll enjoy both conversations. Here they are back to back. All right, so as we start with Ariel Wilson, before we get to basketball, Ariel, since you are from Canada, the obvious question is, are you a hockey fan? And if so, was it too late to turn into a Lightning fan before they won the cup last night?
I've been asked this question quite a bit. We were actually there last night.
Stop.
Yeah, so we were all for the Lightning.
You can continue then.
Yes, I'm allowed here, okay. No, but my brother plays hockey, so I've, like, watched him play. Like, I don't really watch it besides him, but my grandpa's a huge Maple Leaf fan. So if it was the Leafs, it would have been another story.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
That's understandable, actually. Yeah. What was the experience like? I'm sure it was pretty cool for you.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, it was so crazy down there that we couldn't really find a place to, like, sit down and watch the game. So we were kind of just, like, walking around, and then for the last 5 minutes we went in the big square, and we just went to countdown, honestly, and just enjoy it.
Awesome. So just basketball growing up, or did you venture off onto the ponds? I imagine there were some around your town.
I think, like, I kind of, like, dabbled in everything, like, just like all sports. I love playing different stuff, trying new things. Like, middle school it was, like, crazy, but I actually started off with soccer.
Now we're talking. I'm a soccer guy.
Yeah. So I was soccer. My brother was hockey. Played soccer for a little bit, but I was soccer. And I actually got into basketball because my neighbor, she always played up. She was, like, her dad's, like, 6'6", so, like, you know, she's kind of, like, heading into that path. Right. But, yeah, so I was playing soccer, and she was, like, begging us because I'm from a small town. So she was, like, begging me to come try out. So our whole soccer team went and tried out for our basketball team. And that's how it all started. We were just a bunch of soccer players playing basketball.
Are you kidding? That is awesome. All right. Well, from there, I see that you played some national ball with Canada.
Yeah.
Tell me about those experiences.
Best experience ever. I loved it. Like, international basketball is so different. It's, like, very skilled, technical. Like, everyone's good at that level. So it's, like,
what age in your life were you talking about here?
I was cadet, so I was U16, U17, so we qualified. We got silver in the qualifying, like, FIBA Americas, so we were in Argentina, and then we were in Belarus for the championship.
No kidding. So that kind of got you on the international stage, right?
Yeah. I've, like, kind of been in that system for a while, like, playing. So it really starts with provincial ball. You know, I really appreciate it right now, like, they're branching out into AAU, so they actually got an EYBL team in Canada, Kia Nurse Elite. Yeah, so, like, I think, like, that's really good for the girls because it gives them options, especially, like, exposure-wise, playing down in the States instead of playing the national circuit, which is what I did.
I got you. All right, so now that you've played internationally, I guess this is the perfect team for you to be on.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy? Talk about that part of the Bulls.
That part's insane. I love it. Like, everyone just comes from different backgrounds, and, like, I know, like, Bella, she's like, y'all are from, like, some, like, nice places. Like, I wish I was from some, like, exotic.
Into Jacksonville. It's okay. It's not bad. We'll get her in a second.
Yeah, no, but I think that's honestly great. You know, because, like, everyone brings different cultures, different experiences, and, like, we're all able to still come together, and it's, like, so different. Like, all of us are so different, but, like, that's, like, the beauty of it is that we embrace that.
Awesome. Yeah. Nice. So let's talk about your game real quick. People, yeah. I mean, we've seen it. Yeah. Have you always been kind of a point guard? I mean, I guess you were probably the point runner in soccer and then right to point guard, or was there a little bit of an adjustment as far as figuring out what kind of a player you were going to be?
I think I was always, like, definitely a guard, like, played 1-2. I think how I really got into that was my dribbling skills. So, like, I've always kind of, like, had that, and, like, that's that was one of the things I loved about basketball in the beginning. It was, like, there were so many different things, just, like, teaching yourself to go between the legs and then behind the back. Like, I worked on that forever. And then I think it also just fits into my personality. So I'm very composed as a player, right? And that's, like, what you need in a point guard position, because if you're starting to, you know, get hectic, throwing the ball away, turnovers, like, I find that I'm able to really settle down. And I think, like, that presence is something that helps in the point guard position. And then just, like, me being unselfish. Like, I'm, like, looking for mismatches. I'm looking to put people in, like, the right situation. So it's, like, very much a thinking game for me as well.
Awesome. And then two more things. How badly did you want to come to USF?
It's actually crazy because, I mean, we played against each other quite a bit. And, you know, just watching you guys and what you were able to do in the league, and just, like, you just see the way the team plays, the way they play together, how it's very, very high IQ, like, how everyone steps up, you know, the coaching, everything. And so when I went into the portal, I said, I want to play for a team like USF. Because, like, I knew you guys had a crazy amount of guards, so it was, like, very, very unlikely. And so when Coach Jose called me up and he was like, hey, like, you want to come down for a visit? I jumped on that right away. Like, honestly, it's, like, a dream school. And, like, I didn't even know that because, like, I didn't really know the school. But coming here, like, I just realized how great of a fit it is with the people.
And last thing, another person that made the same decision, you know, a little bit about. We kind of seen Dulce and what she's about. Give us a little bit more behind the scenes of how tough she works, that kind of thing.
Oh, my goodness. She comes in and she, like, sets the tone. She's so athletic for a big. Like, in the, like, she's strong. She's fast. She's, like, a hard worker. Like, it's going to be hard for someone to guard her in the post. And then, like, I knew coming here, like, talking to her, I could just see how much more open she was. Like, she was more social. She wanted to be around the girls. She wanted to, you know, go out and do stuff. And just, like, seeing that growth, like, and just, like, her personality, like, I knew it was, she's going to do well here, really well.
We're happy you both made that decision. Thank you, Ariel.
Thank you.
With the freshman, Bella Weary. Boy, you know, you were committed to USF pretty early on. How does it feel to finally get here? I mean, was it an impossible wait for you to finally get here?
Yeah, honestly, it felt like I was waiting for so long, especially with COVID happening. I wasn't able to take an official visit to tour the whole campus, so all I really got to see was the athletics part. So really, I was just so excited to get here and get comfortable and get settled in, so.
So if you got to see this part, the MUMA, I mean, we take it for granted because ever since I started working here, it was like it was already here. But how nice is this facility to practice in and to work out in?
Man, it's so beautiful. And I love how there's 24/7 access to the gym. So anytime I want to come in here, I can just swipe my card, walk in, get some shots up. So it's amazing.
Are you that kind that would get in some extra shots? We're talking late at night kind of person?
Yes. I've already done that so far here, too.
So is that your thing? Is there a certain part of your game? I know you can shoot the ball. I know you can handle the ball. But is there a certain part of the game that you're really trying to improve a lot?
Ball handling, for sure. And shooting when I'm tired. Those are two things that I really want to clean up. So I've been working on it.
I like that, shooting when you're tired. Speaking of being tired, people don't know these individual workouts, how they go. You're out here for about an hour on the court, but then it's not over, right? You go in with Coach Early. What's it been like?
Honestly, it hasn't been that bad for me, you know. It's really fun to do it, and I think because it's fun, like, I'm not sitting here like, oh my gosh, I'm tired, I want to go home. Like, no, like, it's fun to get in here and work out, especially since every day it's something new. Like, you're not doing the same thing. The drills are very versatile, so I love it here.
You love it. You mentioned Jose. Everybody talks about him, but it's a behind-the-scenes crew. There's a lot of guys helping out. Coach Hughes, Coach Yo, Brammer, it's a fun staff, isn't it?
Yes, they're so helpful. Anytime I have a question, I can go upstairs, ask Coach Baxter, Coach Brammer, any of them. And even if I want to get extra shots up, I could always call Coach Brandon or Griffin. So I love the staff. The coaches are amazing.
It's a great group. Okay, I was going to mention this at some point. You understand the football team has a game against the Florida Gators. Go ahead and explain to people why your dad might not be pulling for the Bulls in that one.
Yeah, my dad played for University of Florida. He was on the national championship team. He holds the record for interceptions at Florida, so he's going to cheer for the Gators.
but
I cheer for the Bulls.
Okay, that was going to be the last
the Bulls.
Question.
Right, yeah.
And as far as just your expectations, I know we're way away from the season, but as a freshman, you know, probably don't expect to be in the starting lineup. What do you think is your realistic goals for your first season?
My realistic goals, since I'm the youngest on the team and, like, the smallest, I really want to be the most improved player out of everybody because since I'm so young, there's so much, like, room for more growth, and I understand that I'm playing under all of these guards, so I really just want to build myself up as a player so I can get up to their level. So
let me tell you, as far as first interviews goes, you're already up at that high level. Way to go, Bella. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bella actually announced her commitment in November of last year, and a 5'6" guard definitely can play point or off the ball with Eliza Pinzon as your starting point guard. And Ariel Wilson, I'm going to guess that Weary will play more of the two. They are still going to have so many guards. You heard that was something that Ariel alluded to with Cindy Harvey, Miha Mihalalazic, Maria Alvarez, who can shoot the ball pretty well, Elena Chenecki. So I don't think they expect Bella Weary to be a big contributor this year, but she can still be a contributor. There's no doubt about that. I mentioned Sarah Guerrero earlier as far as the academics. She is another person who can shoot the ball. She'll be eager to get back to the States and work out with the new teammates. Patience Williams is another junior college transfer, more of a post player at 6'1". Odeth Betancourt, who I'm going to speak to early next week, is a sophomore. She's a 6'2 swing type, but maybe becomes more of a power forward in this offense. Oh, yeah, underneath, you've got Dulcie Fenka-Mingiadu, Betty Manunga, and Shea Leverett, and Christina Bermejo. Yeah, Jose Fernandez's roster is stacked. He might actually have a pretty difficult time in figuring out where to put everybody this year, but I don't think he's really that worried about that. It's a good problem to have, as they say. But a little more on Bella. By the end of her sophomore season, she hit the 1,000-point mark at Bartram Trail High School in Jacksonville. She averaged more than 20 a game, which led Duval County as a sophomore. That's the year that they got to the state semifinals and ended up losing to Tampa Bay Tech, the team that won it all that year. Then she transferred to DME Sports Academy in Daytona Beach. I think she already had the Bulls' attention by then, and now she is indeed a USF Bull. So again, thanks to those two young ladies. Thanks again to Mike Hogan, the SID for women's basketball, and setting it up. I was able to say hi to Brian Gregory. He is certainly somebody I want to chat with officially, but haven't forgotten about the guys. Just so happens the first few interviews have been with a few new members of Jose Fernandez's squad. That's going to do it for Bulls Beat. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, Champa Bay. I'm Derek Sharp.